And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. We're learning today about efforts to connect local employers with people who are looking for work. And Randy, I know that's been a challenge in this job market, to say the least.
Yeah, it's been kind of an irony of what's going on, Beth. Obviously, since the pandemic has started to ease, that is, there are all these job openings, but not necessarily employees to fill them. So the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce trying to help that with a new website, which is called Greater Rock Careers. They've already got, they say, more than 2,000 jobs on the site. Barb Egenhofer is Director of Talent Strategy at the Chamber. She says she hears from a number of local businesses who are struggling to get the staffing they need.
Restaurants are not able to be open as much as they want to be. Retail shops are struggling to stay open. Manufacturing is unable to find the talent they need. So it is a broad and deep problem in our region for sure.
And that website, if you want to look at those jobs, is Greater Rock. That's ROCCareers.com. Speaking of jobs, Spectrum is hiring, the cable and broadband company, holding a job fair this coming Thursday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's at the Ramada Inn in Geneva to fill positions for field technicians. You can bring a resume with you at Thursday's event. Get more information at jobs.spectrum.com. New York State and local officials, along with representatives from the flexible packaging manufacturer ProAmpac, took the wraps off an expansion project at the company's plant in Ogden last week. As we first told you last September, ProAmpac building an addition to its existing facility on Manitou Road. The expansion will create up to 40 new jobs. The Collaboration and Innovation Center, as they call it, will focus on packaging development and design and will host some regional and global packaged goods companies and vendors. The Cincinnati-based company ProAmpac is investing $8 million in that center. And New York State, through Empire State Development, providing a $350,000 grant and also $1 million through the Excelsior Jobs Program. A new survey released by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows that business activity in the state, as well as parts of New Jersey and Connecticut, continued to surge in recent weeks. The New York Fed says companies generally view the business climate as better than normal for this time of year, employment levels and wages going up as well. And the Fed also in New York State releasing the Empire State Manufacturing Survey that also showed business activity in the state growing at a record pace over the last month. Paychex recently expanding its board of directors, the company appointing Kevin Price to fill the job. Price is the founder and president of PartsScription. That's an e-commerce platform that helps national and regional retailers expand their product and parts capabilities. And Ursula Burns, the former Xerox CEO, has a new role. She's been named chairwoman of the consulting firm Teneo. This comes after the former CEO for that company, Declan Kelly, resigned recently. He had apologized after behaving inappropriately at a charity event in May. According to the Wall Street Journal, Burns says she'll focus on bolstering Teneo's culture while also continuing to counsel the company's corporate clients, as she's worked as a paid advisor to Teneo since 2017. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.